Another record at the southern border. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. The federal government releasing the latest numbers of migrant crossings. Fox's Bill Malusian is in Eagle Pass, Texas.
Fiscal year 2022, with more than 2.3 million migrant encounters, that is the highest fiscal year number ever recorded. Those numbers also showed fiscal year 2022 ended with 98 arrests of suspected or known terrorists on the FBI's terror watch list here. That 98 is nearly quadruple the number the previous 5 years combined.
In September alone, migrant crossing numbers hit a staggering 227,000. Much political focus next week will be on the debate in Pennsylvania between Democratic Senate candidate John Otterman and GOP contender Dr. Mehmet Oz.
This Pennsylvania race is becoming one of the most significant races for control of the Senate, and all signs show that Dr. Mehmet Oz is closing that gap as he tries to convince voters that Fetterman is soft on crime. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, who Fetterman endorsed, could now be impeached, critics blaming his policies for a big surge in crime.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. D.A. Krasner says he's not been accused of corruption or any crime, but instead is being targeted for his policies. A shooting inside a Dallas hospital has reportedly left one person dead and another injured. Fox TV affiliate KDFW says it happened at Methodist Dallas Hospital in the southwestern quadrant of the city. One person is in custody, but police have not released any details. A 31-year-old Seattle man's being held without bail after being arrested in what police describe as a three-day shooting spree that left the owner of one business dead, the owner of another in critical condition, and the driver of a car wounded in the leg. The suspect has not yet been charged. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A Miami judge has dismissed voter fraud charges against a man arrested by Florida's new election police.
A Florida state judge in Miami-Dade County is dismissing a count of illegal voting filed against 56-year-old Robert Lee Wood. Wood is a convicted murderer who has not had his civil rights restored. He is also one of 20 people charged with voting while ineligible in the 2020 elections. The charges are filed by a special statewide prosecutor, but now the judge in Miami says that prosecutor lacks jurisdiction. The state can appeal. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A major snowstorm's forecast across portions of the Cascades, northern and central Rockies, and the eastern Great Basin this weekend.
It should be a pretty widespread precipitation event for much of the Pacific Northwest into the northern Rockies. So for the active wildfires and poor air quality in place across the region, this will be some welcome relief for those conditions. So it'll be a pretty widespread precipitation event that should dampen some of those wildfires.
Fox Weather's Zach Taylor. Winter weather watches and warnings are in effect through Sunday. A teen in Florida is accused of giving away her ill-gotten gains to classmates.
Parents of students at a North Florida middle school received an interesting phone message this week.
Speak with your children, and if they have received money from the student, please turn it in to our school resource officers.
Authorities in Summerfield say a 14-year-old girl broke into her grandmother's safe, giving classmates more than $10,000 of roughly $13,000 she took. Deputies with the Marion County Sheriff's Office were called to the school Thursday after reports of a student handing out cash to other students. About $700 was recovered. It's unclear why she took the money or why she gave it away. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.